Well, I'm saddened by the fact that he has passed away. Even in his, after he left the office, he still had Kentucky in his heart, and he wanted Kentucky to excel and do well. And we've remained in contact, he and I. In fact, I just spoke to him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and again, he just wished that he had enough energy and he could run for governor again and help get Kentucky back on track. So he's always been very positive about this state.
What do you think would be the legacy of John Y. Brown in terms of during his time as governor? How would you define it, I guess?
Well, I think he lifted people's aspirations and he helped people try to aspire to making Kentucky a better place, a better state. And he embodied that himself, and he encouraged Kentuckians to think that way. So I think it was just that sort of can-do spirit. We can do better. We ought to aspire to do better. And he encouraged us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did your paths cross initially?
Well, you know, he had a good friend by the name of Larry Townsend, and my connection to the governor was through Larry Townsend, and once we got to Frankfort, not only was I a member of the cabinet, but we became very personal friends. You know, my youngest two children are about the same age as Lincoln and Pamela. So we were raising two young kids about the same time he and Phyllis George was raising their two young kids. So that was another connection that we had with them.
Yeah, so that's a way of saying it goes beyond the day-to-day business of government sometimes, doesn't it?
Right. Well, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
And so he was easy to look up to. He encouraged you. He encouraged you to think the best and to work the hardest and try to achieve things that other people didn't think was possible. So it was good for me that he came along in my life when I was at the right age to be encouraged, and so I have a lot of admiration for Governor Brown.
Mm-hmm. And just a couple of quick questions. You were CHR secretary during his administration the whole time?
Well, for about 3 years, yes.
Okay. I guess, you know, do you think that the philosophy that he had still has a place in government today?
Well, you know, his philosophy is that we ought to go into public service to give, not to get, and that we ought to go into public service to leave the office and leave the state in better shape than we found it. So I still think those two basic things is very applicable to anybody that wishes to go into public service.